Want to know the biggest secret to a successful athlete content creator? It's super simple, but yet a super daunting task that most of us don't want to do. And before we jump in, hey, hi, and hello, I'm Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. And over here, we chat all things two strokes and four strokes. I have the occasional interview with like-minded women dirt bike riders and snowmobilers. And I also chat about content creation, branding, and how you can show up in the digital space by being yourself and making a little extra income on the side. So we're going to talk about how you, the athlete influencer, can be strategic and successful while creating videos for your socials. And that one simple task is organizing and uploading your footage. I'm not sure if anyone uses the term footage these days. It's definitely something I grew up saying, like, oh, I gotta go get some footage of me snowboarding. I used to say that when I was little. But yes, behind every successful athlete, influencer, content creator is an organized external hard drive. Okay? Being organized is crucial when it comes to creating content, especially if you are an athlete influencer. For example, if you are showcasing your progression of you riding over the years, how annoying is it to go through your camera roll and sort through all of the videos and the photos from all of the years to just show glimpses of your timeline from learning a new skill? More often than not, it will take over an hour, probably longer, to create a 15-second or 30-second short-form video because you'll get distracted by other videos and photos and you'll waste it so much time to pump out a snippet onto your feed. So how can we get better at uploading your footage from the trips that you captured, vlogs that you filmed, dirt bike rides, or snowmobile ventures that were documented? I've said this before on this podcast and I will say it again. Scheduling. Okay. Scheduling time to upload footage requires planning. I hate to say it, I really do, but it does. Pick a day and a time that works for you where you can give yourself 15 to 20 minutes to transfer files from memory cards. I'm going to show it if you're watching on YouTube here. These are my memory cards. They look like this. I also have a micro mini card as well. So transferring files from your memory cards onto your external hard drive and also transferring videos from any other devices or your phone, AirDrop that or Google, put them into your Google Drive, whatever it takes to get your photos and your videos onto your external hard drives. I find the best time to upload my footage is a Monday. I usually film on the weekends. I pick a time to upload all my files into folders, and this gives me a chance to charge all of my batteries to all of my filming device, which leads me to my next point, having a charging station for all of your electronics close to your computer. I find this to be helpful because I do film during the week, and most times it might be a last minute filming day, so I need to make sure that all of my memory cards are emptied and are ready to go, and also all of my batteries are fully charged for that filming session. So, how do we store all of our videos and our photos? By using an external hard drive. So, we're not storing it onto our computer. This will avoid your computer from slowing down. It will also help with your internal storage memory. Have you ever ran into a problem where your programs are telling you that your storage is full and you're trying to delete applications or documents to free up space on your computer? It's because you're saving everything on your computer rather than saving files on external hard drives. So do yourself a favor and invest in an external hard drive. I'll have a link in the show notes below of the external hard drives that I use, and you can purchase them there. And just a note that I do make a very small commission off of these links, so thank you to those that do purchase. And again, no pressure, but it does Little bits do go a long way. And I'll show you here if you are watching on YouTube. So this is my external hard drive, actually one of them, because each hard drive is like half a year full of content. So this is from 2019 and 2020. So I have so many of these bad boys. Yes, I do. Anyways, I do appreciate you purchasing from those links below. So when you get your external hard drive, you're gonna create some folders and give them dates and names. This way it will be so easy to come back to videos from different times, and you can either look back at all the memories made or see how far you progressed in your sports. I like to use the date and year along with a short description to title my folders. And then to go a step further, I create more folders within those folders to organize different filming devices, such as my phone, my Sony cameras, my GoPros, my sunglasses. Yes, I have sunglasses that film and they're so cool. And to go even further, if you want to go further, you can label each file of what is happening in each shot. Personally, I don't go this far because I don't have time to sort through all of my footage. I do that when I have my designated editing days. So I will be editing, and if there are clips that I find that are going to be useful, sometimes I'll export those smaller sections into individual clips so that they're easy to find. And then that way I can use those individual shorter clips for my TikToks and my YouTube shorts. If you want to be consistent with your content creation, it requires to be disciplined in organizing file folders on your external hard drives. And if you're interested in learning a little bit more about how to stay on top of content creation without feeling overwhelmed and extremely burnt out, then check out my chat on how to avoid burnout for snowmobile and dirt bike content creators in season 2, episode 33. I'll have a link in the show notes below. And I dive a little bit deeper on how to plan ahead. So thank you so much for joining me on today's discussion. If you found this at all helpful, please let me know. You can either comment on the YouTube video or send me a DM over on Instagram at Angelisa Edwards. And until our next chat, keep killing it safely, be the vibe, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye, guys.